At the Textile Museum in Washington, D.C., the color of the season is green, as in moss, money, Ireland, Al Gore, envy, and ecology. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says the new exhibition touches on much of that list. It's called Green, the Color and the Cause.
In New Jersey, artist Nancy Cohen went looking for the intersections between green, the cause, and water.
I spent some time meeting with marine biologists and environmentalists and kind of traveling the river, hiking, taking boat rides.
She was on the Mullica River near Atlantic City.
The water is a brownish color because cedar trees leach into the water, and even though the water's clean, it has a kind of tea color. And as the river progresses and moves toward the ocean, it becomes bluer and bluer.
Nancy Cohen translated what she saw into a sculptural installation that runs maybe 35 feet along two walls of the Textile Museum. Pieces of handmade paper attached to wire frames in varied shapes that spill down the walls and onto the floor like water itself, fragile and strong, and at the same time, green. For some, green the color is full of meanings.
As an intellectual vibration, smack dab in the middle of spectrum, green can be a problem.
Chicago vocal artist Ken Nordine cited problems like stupidity, envy. But back in the days before synthetic dyes, green posed problems as a color.
It takes a master dyer to get a really great green.
If you think about it, after blue, the water, the sky, green is probably the color we most see in nature. But curator Lee Talbot says there's not a single plant that creates a really stable green dye. So the old masters had to get indigo and yellow from plants and mix them together. Trouble was, yellow faded easily.
So for thousands of years, green was one of the most elusive colors in the spectrum for dyers.
Green, the problematic color. And green, the cause designed to address problems like the degradation of nature and waste. Recycling is a big theme for the artists in this Textile Museum show. In a piece called A Woman of Substance, Jackie Abrams recycles strips of worn-out silk blouses into coils and twists them into a sculpted basket. Curator Rebecca Stevens says William Knight took old tires, shredded them, and shaped them into a wall hanging. Knight found the tires along a turnpike.
He lives in New Jersey.
It looks like a traffic snarl. It looks like the worst snarl you could ever get in your hair.
But it's interesting because although it looks sort of random, it's very carefully thought out. He sees these as line drawings, and the fact that he could find a new use for this discarded material was very exciting to him.
Artist Jody Colella asked friends and family to save those plastic bags used to deliver newspapers.
Then she took the bags, shredded them, spun them
into a kind of squiggly thread, and then crocheted them into a half dome that clings to a gallery wall like a shield. Not beautiful exactly, but certainly thought-provoking about all the things it means to be green. A cause, a color that even makes frogs burst into song.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that.
In her 1962 book, Silent Spring, the great American environmentalist Rachel Carson wrote of Earth's green mantle, that tangle of plants that sustain life as we have known it. This spring, the show of green at the Textile Museum salutes the Earth and respects it artistically. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see some green images on display, some of which aren't actually the color green, at npr.org.